Archers, commencing Sunday, 14th of October, 2001.
There are quite a few shopping days to go before Christmas, but what exactly has Linda got in mind, as there's some confusion?
What Shula told me, that Linda insisted it was her decision.
Well, that's what she's been telling everyone. But actually, it was Robert put in his foot down.
Really?
Well, so he says, anyway. He came in earlier for his Sunday paper.
It just doesn't sound very likely.
No, I know, but...
You always get the impression that she wears the trousers in that household.
No, he says he still hasn't recovered from last year.
What? The Mikado?
Which took so much rehearsal.
It did, didn't it?
He hardly saw her for 3 months.
I didn't see much of Phil either.
And the Christmas cards were so late getting sent out.
Oh, dear.
So he's told her no Christmas show this year. They're going to have a quiet Christmas at home, just the two of them.
Quiet? No, Shula told me.
Yeah, that Linda's planning a Victorian country Christmas at Ambridge Hall.
Something like that, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what she told me too. But Robert obviously knows nothing about it.
Oh, dear.
Now, is there anything else you want?
Sure there was something else I came in for. But I can't for the life of me remember what. Anyway, let me pay you for the papers.
£1.35.
Right. And there we are.
Thanks. I do hope I didn't put my foot in it with Robert Snell.
Hello, Clary.
Oh, hello.
Morning. How are you?
Oh, you know.
How's Edward?
Oh, he's all right. Eddie's taken him and Joe off to a car boot this morning. He's given me the chance to clean his room out. He just shoves everything under the bed and... we're supposed to be getting inspected Wednesday, is it?
Inspected?
Yeah. Someone from... Oh, what do they call it? The youth offending team.
Oh, well, what do they do?
Well, I don't know. Like I said, inspectors. See what sort of home Edward comes from.
Well, you needn't have any worries on that score.
See if there's any reason he turned out... You know.
Edward's got a stable home and a loving family.
Well, we must have done something wrong.
Oh, Clary, you mustn't keep blaming yourself.
Difficult to know who else to blame, isn't it? Anyway, did you put a paper by for me, Betty?
Oh, yeah, yeah, here you are.
Well, I'd better be off. Good luck on Wednesday.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Have you seen Susan at all?
Yes, yeah, she came in earlier on.
Any news?
No, nothing new.
Oh.
But that's hopeful, isn't it?
Do you think so?
She's slowly improving, and there hasn't been, you know, a relapse.
Oh, Betty.
I know.
Oh, I just wish... I find it so difficult. And you know, Susan and me, we always used to be like the closest...
And you've got something else.
Oh, you've remembered, have you?
It's Harvey's festival at the school this week, and the children are supposed to take along a few bits and pieces for the old folk.
I'd best be getting home.
Oh, hang on, Clary.
I'll see you later, Betty.
But, Clary, your newspaper.
Give it to me. I'll run after her.
No, no, it's all right. I'll drop it round later. Have a chat with her.
Poor Clary.
Oh, yeah, it's really very hard for her.
Now, I'd better have some tea bags, a packet of biscuits.
Oh, well, that does bring back memories.
What?
Putting together a box of goodies for Harvest Festival.
I'm on my way to Brookfield, so I thought I should pick up a few things for Pip's box.
Whenever I see you, you're on your way to Brookfield.
A couple of tins of soup.
Do you miss the old place?
I don't miss all the cleaning. That's one advantage of a small house. You can zip round with a duster and be done in half an hour.
No regrets about leaving the old place, then?
Oh, you know, the actual move was a bit of a wrench. But now, I'm actually enjoying myself.
Lindy... About Christmas, You're not planning anything, are you?
What do you mean?
We are just having a quiet celebration, just the two of us.
Well, isn't that what you want? Coffee?
No impromptu carol concerts?
Where did you get that idea?
Well, just something Betty Tucker said.
Betty?
When I was buying the paper.
Well, I have had a few ideas about decorations.
Decorations?
Well, as a matter of fact, it was Caroline who suggested it.
What?
That it would be a shame to let all that research go to waste.
What research?
For a Christmas carol.
Oh.
I've unearthed so much fascinating stuff about the festive season in Victorian times, so I thought, well, Caroline suggested, why not use it on the house? Decorate Ambridge Hall in an authentic Victorian way.
Deck the hall with boughs of holly.
Exactly. And it wasn't just holly, you know. It was any kind of evergreen. Ivy, rosemary, bay, laurel. They'd make evergreen ropes, hang them round the walls, twist them round the banisters.
Right.
Make garlands with the picture frames and mirrors and festoon the doorways.
And Burnham Wood shall come to Dunsinane.
What?
Well, you don't think it's going to look a bit dark and gloomy?
No, 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 no. You hang Chinese lanterns amongst the greenery.
Chinese lanterns?
With candles in them. Well, in fact, I think we should do without electric light altogether.
Electricity had been invented, you know.
Well, but most people still depended on gas lamps and candles.
Yes, and the most astonishing number of people got burned to death at Christmas parties.
Oh, don't be such killjoy.
Especially young girls with their hair loose in their muslin party dresses.
Well, all right, we'll cheat it somehow. Use fairy lights or something. But do you like the general idea?
Will I be allowed to watch the telly?
Of course, not that there's ever anything worth watching at Christmas.
Well, that's all right.
You approve?
Yeah, sure. Do what you like. Pass me the sports section, will you?
Yeah. Only, if I'm going to all that trouble, well, we really ought to have a party.
A party?
Just invite the neighbours round for a glass of Christmas cheer.
Okay.
And, perhaps we could get the church choir to lead the carol singing.
What?
I know. The Hollerton handbell ringers.
The
they could
what?
Come and do a spot. And then we could have readings from Dickens.
Linda.
And you could dress up as Father Christmas.
Stop. Stop right there.
What?
Just because you're not doing a show in the village hall doesn't mean you can do one in our house.
But I wasn't going
I
to.
I have no objection to inviting the neighbours in for a drink and a mince pie. But no choirs, bells, readings, Father Christmases,
Robert,
decorations,
I...
fine. But absolutely no performing. Of any kind, I insist.
Isn't she just the most beautiful calf?
Almost as gorgeous as the last one.
Look at those eyes. So bright and alert.
You're worse than your dad, you are.
What?
Getting all soppy over the Hereford.
Soppy? Me?
I think if you're handing out prizes this week, they should go to our fearful old Frisians.
Oh.
Can't believe how the yields come up since we started the nighttime feeding.
Well, they are doing well.
I mean, I thought maybe 30 litres a day for the cows and 25 for the heifers.
Hello! Hi, Mum.
But I reckon we're doing well over that. Hello, Jill.
Hi. Oh, what a beautiful calf.
Isn't she?
They have such intelligent little faces, don't they, Herefords?
See?
What's so funny?
Ruth can't see it. She thinks that Frisians are more intelligent.
I didn't say that. Don't listen to him, Jill.
All right.
I think Pip's seen to your hens already, Mum.
Yes, she told me. I saw her in the yard. I've brought some things for our Harvest Festival box.
Oh, that's tomorrow, isn't it?
What?
The school Harvest Festival. I'd forgotten all about it.
It's all right, dear. I dropped in on Shula and she was worrying about not having time to do Daniels and I thought, I bet Ruth and David have got the same problem.
I didn't even know about it.
I bought tea bags, biscuits and a few tins of this and that.
You're a star, Jill.
You called in on Shula, you say?
Just for 10 minutes.
How's the house?
Oh, it's coming together, slowly. The sitting room looks lovely.
And how's the stick insect?
A great success. Daniel thinks it's wonderful.
How long is that going to last, then?
Don't be such a cynic.
Well, I mean, they don't do much, do they, stick insects?
Are you going to get the rest of that hair down, or what?
Oh, sorry. Got distracted.
Oh, and something else you'll have told me. There's a butcher in Felbersham who has a huge sign right across his front window advertising Hassett Hill's lamb.
Oh, which one?
In Union Street.
What, Murray's?
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't sound very pleased.
No, no, it's great, but it's not the butchers who are the problem.
Is it not selling?
Well, we're doing fine in the shops. I phoned Bill Crowther on Friday and he said the retail side's going brilliantly. No, we've just made no impact at all on the catering side.
And that's the market we really need to crack. That's where the big orders come from.
When you did the launch at Grey Gables, most of the people there seem to have restaurants.
Yeah, they came along for the free nosh. But
individual restaurant owners are really keen, but you see, most of them rely on wholesalers.
All of them, except the real top end of the market.
And wholesalers tend to buy on price.
Yeah, and in bulk.
And there's a hell of a lot of cheap lamb around at the moment.
And it's too much hassle to source a specialist local product.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it's a pain.
Is there anything you can do?
Just have to keep bashing away at it.
Talk to the wholesalers?
No, it's down to the restaurant owners. They're the only ones who can persuade the wholesalers to change their policy. They've got to demand quality meat.
So we'll just have to keep nagging away at them.
Yeah, okay, I'm coming.
Oh, hello.
Betty.
I brought your paper. You left it in the shop.
Oh, you needn't have bothered.
Oh, it's no trouble.
There's never anything in it, is there?
No, I just wanted
scandals
to make sure
about footballers and pop singers you've never heard of jumping into bed with each other.
I just wanted to make sure you're all right.
Me? I'm fine.
Oh, Clary. Come on, let's go and sit down. Let's go and sit down and you can tell me all about it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Betty. It's silly.
Of course it's not. Now, have you got a tissue?
There's some kitchen roll.
Well, that'll do. Right. There you are.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so sorry, but...
Look, you don't have to apologise. What a friend's for?
Hey, don't just worry about Edward. Well, that's bad enough. God knows, a lot of late nights thinking where we go wrong with it.
Look, it's not your fault.
William was the one we worried about. We thought Edward would be all right. He's got a good head on his shoulders.
Yeah, I think he's learnt his lesson.
No, it's too late, though, isn't it? If they send him to prison, he's just going to get...
Won't come to that.
And that poor little Emma. You remember how she used to live to dance?
Oh, Clary.
And now she might lose her leg.
I really don't think it's going to come to that. I mean, she got through this last week.
And Susan will never forgive me.
Clary, you really must stop blaming yourself. None of it is your fault.
Well, Susan thinks so.
No, she doesn't.
They both do, Neil and Susan. They think we're all somehow a part of it. Oh. Like the whole family's to blame for what happened. Oh, I mean, Neil had such a go, Eddie, over them turkeys.
Well, Eddie was.
And now he won't let him set foot up Willow Farm, and Susan's not speaking to me.
Well, what makes you think that?
Well, I know it, Betty. She's avoiding me. And I mean, Susan and me, we've been friends as long as I can remember. Apart from you, she was my very best friend in the whole world, and now she won't even talk to me. Oh.
Just give her a bit
of time. I don't think she's ever going to forgive me.
Once Emma's out of the woods.
And even if she did, we could never be friends again. Not like we was before. And that's what really hurts, Betty. That's what really hurts.
The big question now, can Emma's leg be saved?
How's your lass doing?
Well, she's not out of the woods yet, but we're supposed to be seeing the consultant this morning, and they did say 10 days, so if anything was going to go wrong...
It would have happened by now.
Oh, exactly. Oh, but at the same time, you can't help worrying.
Of course you can't.
I mean, it came on so sudden, this thing with her leg, right out the blue. So you think it might happen like that again. So until the consultant tells me she's going to be okay...
You don't dare let yourself believe it, do you?
Morning. Oh, it's you.
Who did you expect?
Betty Tucker, of course.
She'll be in just as soon as she and Neil have seen to the ends.
Morning, Joe. Oh, not you again.
What do you mean?
Every time I comes in here, you're stood there by the lady's tights.
I'm keeping an eye on things next door.
Well, nothing much happening this morning.
I know.
Not a builder in sight.
They're supposed to be doing the bathroom this week. The suite's all there, waiting to be plumbed in.
I could do that for you.
Yeah, no, thank you, Joe.
He nearly done the bathrooms at Grange Farm, both of them. But the big Oliver Sterling and them both taken out. How long's she going to be?
What?
Betty Tucker.
I don't know.
Only I ain't but all day.
Well, what do you want?
Just some baccy.
How many packets?
No. Oh, I didn't think you'd serve me. Just the one will do.
£3.48, Joe.
Right. Well, there's £2.50. £7.
You come to this apple day, Joe?
Yeah, hang on. £3.
I've never volunteered to do this tasting. I mean, I know I can identify most regular varieties.
45, 47.
Well, I reckon folks will be able to trip me up.
And 48. There you go, right money.
You know, come in with real oddities or foreign apples they bought in the shop.
I know one of those boxes. There was this tree in the orchard at Green Farm. It's a stunted-looking thing, and it had these small, green, knobbly apples. They looked like nothing. Sweet as a nut to taste. Never did find out what they were, so... Aero, must be off.
Ah, see you, Joe.
Sorry, Joe.
Why couldn't you have been here 5 minutes ago, Betty Tucker?
What?
There's a lot of embarrassment all round. Bye.
And you.
What was all that?
Oh, nothing. He seemed to think I wouldn't serve him.
Oh.
I've got no quarrel with Joe.
What about Clary?
What?
Well, she's still very upset.
It's not that I won't...
And she's finding it slow...
Like I said, Betty, look, until I know for certain if Emma's going to be all right, I just can't. Oh, look, now you're here, I must go. We're supposed to be at the hospital by 11. There's no problems here. It's been quite busy, as a matter of fact.
Give Emma my love, won't you?
Yeah, of course. Bye, then. Bye, George.
Hello.
Oh, dear.
Oh, it's a bad business, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And they used to be such good friends.
I know.
Poor Clary's so upset.
And it's none of her fault.
Exactly.
Oh, look, here he comes at last.
Who?
Jason, of course.
Oh.
10:30. What sort of a time is that to be starting work of a Monday morning?
And then Tom came over to collect a bunch of wieners. He said he'd come by and see you one day this week.
Oh.
So, anyway, once that lot of wieners are gone, I could move the sows down the far end.
Emma doesn't want to hear about your blessed sows.
Oh, have you got any gossip?
Oh, not really, no.
Come on. What's the point of working in the shop if you don't pick up on any juicy bits of gossip?
Well, Betty sends her love. Mm. Oh, and you know Kirsty told you that Linda was going to do a Christmas carol?
Yeah.
Well, she's not doing it after all.
Oh, she's going to do a panto instead?
No, no, she's not doing a Christmas show at all. Apparently, her husband put his foot down.
Since when did she ever take any notice of him?
Well, that's what Betty told me.
Well, I couldn't have been in the panto anyway. I'm not with my leg like this.
No, come on. Don't get all gloomy. Nurse said you were doing really well.
What does she know?
We'd better get some of this mess cleared up.
What mess?
Oh, I'll just put your clean nighties and things in your bedside cupboard.
No, Mum, just leave it.
Oh, Emma, what have you got in here? What's this?
What's a portable CD player?
Where'd you get that?
Ed lent it to me.
What?
Ed.
He's been in here.
Well, he came in to see me one night last week.
He did what?
Oh, Emma.
Well, I didn't tell you because
I thought I'd make myself clear.
I knew you'd make a big deal out of it.
I'm not having that boy coming anywhere near you.
And I have no say in the matter, I suppose.
He nearly killed you.
Dead if it wasn't for him.
Now listen to me,
oh,
Emma.
Stop it, the pair of you.
Susan, I am
Mr.
not...
Mr. Bridgman's coming.
Oh.
So let's just calm down, shall we? See what he has to say.
And then in the evening, it's the harvest supper. You're coming to that, aren't you?
Oh, I don't know. One always feels such a prune turning over these things on one's own.
On your own? Oh, can't believe there aren't a few unattached young ladies in the South Borsetshire.
Well...
You'd jump at the opportunity of an evening out with the Master of Foxhounds.
You think I have droit de seigneur, do you?
Eh?
No, but you're quite right. I could easily find a partner if I put my mind to it, and God knows the hunting fraternity has got plenty of time on its hands.
Hunting's still off, is it?
I'm afraid so, yes.
But it's months since there was a case of foot and mouth round here.
Yes, I know, but better to be safe than sorry, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose so.
But meanwhile, I have a pack of foxhounds eating their heads off for absolutely no return.
Oh, dear.
Oh, go on, then. Give me a double ticket for the harvest supper.
Oh, good. I promise you you'll enjoy it. Now, oh, where are they? Oh, there we are.
Ah, thanks. Oh, by the way, whose is that splendid old tractor parked down by the Grundy's place?
Well, it belongs to some friend of Eddie's. He borrowed it for Joe for his ploughing competition.
Really? Well, it's a beautiful machine. Haven't seen one of those in years.
Only trouble is, poor old Joe's got nowhere to practice.
Well, he can always come up to Grange Farm and do a bit of ploughing for me.
Ah, Mr. Sterling.
Hello.
I thought it was you, but it's not always easy to tell from the top of someone's head.
I'm sorry?
I were up in the bathroom next door.
The police house.
We got the builders in.
Oh, well, you have my sympathy. I remember what it was like when Grange Farm was being done up.
But you didn't use Jason, did you?
Who?
Anyway, it was about Grange Farm. I wanted to see you.
Oh, yeah?
You know we're having this apple day, Sunday?
I've just been telling him about it.
Well, I'm doing this tasting challenge, see? I invite people to bring along an apple and I'll identify it for them.
That's very brave of you.
And Joe Grundy reminded me that there's a variety of old apple trees in your orchard.
Oh, there's all sorts in there. I haven't a clue what half of them are.
Could I come up there and have a wander round, do you think?
Well, I knew it.
Yeah, isn't that marvellous?
Oh, such a relief. I knew it was going to be okay.
Oh, I can't tell you.
Well, so did I, really, but...
Oh, the weight's been lifted.
What if they were going to chop my leg off? Well, they'd have done it by now.
Oh, Emma, don't.
It's okay, Mum. I can say it now. Now it's not going to happen.
Oh, I feel like we should have champagne or something.
Yeah. Well, you could bring some in next time you come.
Yeah, something to celebrate at last.
We could have a party.
Well, what would the nurses say?
Well, join in.
Oh, another thing, Mum. Can you bring me some shampoo?
Yes, of course.
I've got to wash my hair. It's so greasy. Well, actually, if you could help me do it.
Of course I will.
Nurses really like it when visitors help out with things like that.
Well, they've got enough to do, haven't they?
Well, it needs cutting, really, but God knows when I'm going to get to the hairdressers. Oh, could you bring me some more of them muesli bars and, well, oranges?
I hope you remember all this.
I mean, the food's okay most of the time, but sometimes... And then I wake up starving in the middle of the night. Oh, Dad, give me all your 10p's before you go.
Yeah, I've been saving them for you.
I've got to phone everyone. I'll let them know I'm going to be okay.
Oh, sorry, Liam.
Yeah, let's see.
If I can persuade someone to bring the phone trolley over. I mean, I could hop to the phone outside the ward now, but it's a bit awkward with the crutches. I just haven't got enough hands.
And you shouldn't be standing around.
I really think we should be going, Neil.
What?
We've only just got here.
Yeah, well, we'll come again this evening.
What's the hurry?
Bring Christopher to see you. I'm at the surgery this afternoon.
Oh, no, but it was
well,
only...
I need to do some shopping on the way home. And call in and tell your Gran the good news. So you make your phone calls and... We'll see you later. Mm. Oh, bye-bye, love. Come along, Neil.
Sorry, sweetheart. I don't know why.
Don't worry, Dad. Just see if you can grab me the phone on your way out.
Yeah, all right.
Excuse me.
Eh?
Mr. Grundy.
What? The devil are you doing here?
Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. I tried knocking on the front door.
And nobody home.
Which is why I came around here.
You looking for Edward?
No.
He's out with his dad.
Probably a good thing.
Huh?
I know I'm not your son's favourite person.
What makes you think you're mine?
I just thought that maybe I could do you a favour.
What sort of favour?
I've been admiring that splendid old tractor parked on the verge outside.
Ah, it's all right, isn't it?
Oh, it's a beautiful machine. And Betty in the shop told me that you're hoping to use it in this ploughing competition.
That's the general idea.
And you've nowhere to practice.
No, I ain't. Since we was chucked off our farm, we're landless peasants.
Well, I was wondering...
I mean, I suppose it's like riding a bike. You don't forget how to plough a decent furrow, but I don't want to go making an ass of myself.
No, of course not.
Especially not in that smart tractor, because all eyes will be on me, wouldn't they?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me.
So I'm in two minds about entering.
Oh, but you can't back out now.
What is it to you?
Well, it's just... Well, there's a bit of old pasture that I was going to plough up and reseed anyway, so if you'd like to come up to Grange Farm...
You would?
Well, you're very welcome to... You know...
You're trying to save yourself a few bob?
What?
Get your land worked down for free?
No. It's only a small area. I was going to do it myself.
Whereabouts?
Behind the house. There's a coppice of trees that's left, and just beyond.
Millers. That's what we called it. My lord. How many times have I ploughed that over the years, you see?
Well, if you fancy having another go.
Well, you still don't get it. What's in it for you?
It will be a pleasure to see that lovely old tractor put through its paces.
Susan, wait for me. What's the rush?
Oh, love, come on. Come on, it's all right.
I just didn't want to cry in front of Emma. And I knew I couldn't stop myself.
Go on, you cry if you want to.
It's just that these past 10 days, I've had to keep being so cheerful.
Yeah, I know.
And all the time I was pushing it away, the fear.
I know, love, I know.
Oh, that awful fear that my beautiful daughter was going to be.
I felt just the same, love.
Oh, and suddenly, I suddenly know she's not. It just all came bubbling up and I just couldn't stop.
Yeah, I know. But she's going to be all right, Susan. She's going to be all right.
Greg and Helen are having a day out.
Out here in the cold.
I'm okay.
It's warmer inside.
Mum.
Sorry.
So who was that on the phone?
Jennifer. She just wanted to let us know that Lillian had come through the surgery all right.
Oh.
Facelifts.
Well, perhaps she'll be able to cope better now. Mm. I mean, if it makes her happier.
She had it done yesterday. Flew over from Guernsey in the morning, checked into the clinic, and they did it in the afternoon.
Wow. How long will she be in there?
Just till the end of the week. She's coming back to recuperate at home farm. Stupid woman. And can you imagine what Brian will be like? Are you sure you're going to be warm enough?
Yes.
And look, you'd be wise to take an umbrella. The forecast said showers later.
Oh, I'd only leave it on the train, Mum.
Why don't you take a flask?
Mum!
What?
You'll be asking me next if I've got clean knickers on in case I get run over by a bus.
I just thought. It's a long journey.
You're turning into Grandma.
No, I'm not. Oh, here he is.
I do have buffet cars on trains, you know. Oh, and I'm sure there are loads of cafes in Bath and places we can go into to shelter from the rain. Hiya.
Morning, Greg.
Morning.
You're late.
Sorry. I just had to see William.
You're leaving him in charge today, are you?
Yes, I hope he'll be okay.
Oh, of course he will.
Still so miserable, poor chap.
That car was his pride and joy, wasn't it? Not supposed to get much off the insurance.
It's not just the car. He feels like... Well, I guess it's being a Grundy. You tend to get tired with the same brush as the rest of them.
I know. Clary's been in such a state.
Are you two going to stand here gossiping all day?
Sorry, love.
We have got a train to catch.
Have a lovely day, won't you?
Are you sure you're going to be warm?
Oh, don't you start.
No. You're staying where I can keep an eye on you.
It would only be for a couple of hours.
I don't want you bunking off again. We've got this youth offending person coming tomorrow.
I know.
So, I'm not risking you doing your disappearing act.
Yeah, well, I won't.
Oh, come on, keep those bags of compost coming.
I just want to go and see Emma.
Emma? Are you out of your mind?
No.
Neil, have you strung up by your fingernails?
Well, he doesn't have to know, does he? Emma wants to see me.
What makes you think that?
I just know.
Take my advice, son, and keep your distance. You're in enough trouble already.
Keep on about it.
Besides, I need you to help on this garden. Oh, come on, keep those bags coming.
Yeah, that's the last one.
Neil should have been helping me on this job.
Yeah.
Yeah, since your antics have robbed me of my assistant.
You've told me 15 times already.
Lending me a hand is the least you can do. Now, come on.
That's it.
What?
Well, there's no more compost. That was the last bag.
Well, fetch some more round from the garden.
There's no more round there neither.
Yes, there is.
Well, go and have a look if you don't believe me.
Oh, heck.
Well, there's only a couple of bags, and Grandad's used them for his veg patch.
I'm going to need another 20 bags at least.
Oh, tough.
We'll have to go up Willow Farm.
Willow Farm, Dad?
Get a few loads off the...
What was you just saying to me about keeping me a distance?
Yeah, but this is an emergency.
No, it's not.
I've got a load of turf being delivered tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
So we've got to get that lawn area ready for it.
It's just a bit of rubble at the moment.
Yeah, which is why we need the compost. Give the blooming grass something to grow in.
Yeah, well, I'm not going up Willow Farm.
I wonder what time Neil's going to the hospital.
Morning.
Hiya. Oh, hello.
Is that yours?
Bought the tractor? No, we just borrowed it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, Grandad's doing this ploughing competition.
Here, you been in the village shop this morning?
Me? Yeah, why?
Who was serving? Betty or Susan?
Susan? Why?
So she'll be going in the hospital this afternoon then to see Emma?
Well, later she said. I don't know when exactly. Why?
Oh, nothing. Now, you'll have to excuse us. You all know we've got work to do.
Oh, if I could just have a word. I was wondering about your extension.
Oh, yeah?
You mean Grandad's greenhouse?
The lean-to.
So what about it?
Has Mr. Woolley given you permission for it?
What? It's only a greenhouse.
Strictly speaking, it's an extension to the house, isn't it?
Come on, Edward, in the van.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but it's round the side of the house.
Yeah, but it's not very pretty.
Sorry,
is it?
Darling. No time to talk now, I'm afraid. Gotta go. Bye.
And Jane Austen's aunt was a shoplifter.
Oh, be serious.
No, it says here. She was accused of stealing a piece of lace by a Bath shopkeeper.
A piece of lace?
Difficult to imagine now, isn't it? All those Georgian ladies shopping for bonnets and fans and lengths of muslin.
Yeah, now it's Dixon's, Next and W.H. Smith.
Yeah, shame, isn't it, that every high street in the country looks the same. I mean, it could be in Borchester.
Oh, it's much nicer than Borchester. And you don't get street theatre in Borchester.
Well, that's something to be grateful for, I suppose.
Oh, come on, they were brilliant.
That's the way to earn a living now, isn't it? Behaving like a complete prat in public.
Oh, just because you're a certified recluse?
Not anymore, I'm not.
not since you dragged me out of my shell.
Mm, and are you glad I did?
What do you think?
Anyway, where are we going next?
Well, up here on the left is the famous Theatre Royal, where, it says, top London actors and actresses came to perform.
Oh, they still do.
What?
Look, there's a poster. Penelope Keith in star quality.
Ah, yes. And there's the assembly rooms. That's where they used to have balls and public breakfasts and concerts.
Not all at once, I hope.
Such as the one described in Jane Austen's Persuasion. Oh. Right, come on.
Oh, where are we going?
We're going to give ourselves a history lesson. According to the guidebook, we can follow in Jane Austen's footsteps and learn all about life as it was lived in George and Bath.
Oh, should I take notes?
I'll test you on the train going home.
So where are the girls?
I'm just holding the fort while Kirsty's at lunch.
And Helen?
She's having a day off. So what can I get you?
Well, I was after some of that goat cheese, but what are these?
Ah, you don't know about the Great Cheese Survey.
Should I?
Well, Helen's very keen to take up cheese making, so she's trying to find out what our customers want.
Mm, right.
So what you have to do is taste the samples. Mm-hmm. They're different kinds of handmade cheese. And then take one of these questionnaires.
Okay.
And tick the various boxes.
Oh, yeah. Right, here we go. Mm. Ooh, that's a bit sort of Wensleydale-ish in texture, but not a strong flavour.
No, I think it's a bit bland.
Ah, OK, that's number one. So is there a history of cheesemaking in these parts, then?
Not that I know of. That's a good point, actually. Let's have a word with Jennifer. She's our local history expert.
Mm, so I gather. Right, let's try the second cheese. Mmm, it was quite tasty, that one. It's a sort of, vinegary. It's not bad.
Have you heard any more about this development?
Sorry?
Since the public inquiry last week.
Oh, the housing development? Mm. No. It's going to be a couple of months, probably.
Oh, Greg seemed to think it all went pretty well.
Greg? He wasn't there.
I know, but I gather he got a blow-by-blow account from George.
Oh. Well, we made a good case, I think.
So I heard.
Right, let me try the third one. Hmm. Oh, that's sort of like a mozzarella, isn't it?
Yeah, very similar.
Nice, though. So... you see quite a bit of Greg now, then, do you?
No, not that much.
But he and Helen are still seeing each other.
Oh, yes, they've gone off to Bath together today.
Well, that's nice. It's about time he got on with his life.
How do you mean?
Well, it's years now since the divorce.
What?
I mean, I know it hit him hard, but... you did know he was divorced.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
I mean, I got the impression he never wanted to get involved with another woman again.
Did you?
Yes. Well... your Helen must be quite something.
So it was a bit like a health farm, really.
Hmm, suppose it was.
I dip in the hot baths first, and then in here to the pump room to drink the waters.
Well, I'm sure coming here was much more of a social thing, really.
Yeah, where you'd come to catch up on the gossip, I bet.
You can just see it, can't you?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, maybe it's the music.
It's great, isn't it?
But you really can imagine you're in some previous century.
My kind of music, that.
You don't say. I had you down as a speed garage man.
What? Yeah, look, is there any more tea?
Yep, I expect you can squeeze another cup out.
Yeah, it's a damn sight nicer than that spa water.
Oh, pretty sulphurous, wasn't it?
Terribly good for you, I'm sure.
Can I have that last piece of cake?
You know, for someone who runs an organic shop, you have the most remarkable capacity for junk food.
Oh, this isn't junk food. This is high-class patisserie.
And what about the bacon sandwich and the chips and the ice cream?
Mm, I'm on holiday.
Has been a wonderful day.
Mm, hasn't it just?
You weren't too bored.
Bored?
Well, with me being a walking guidebook. I'm afraid all those years as a teacher.
Well, if I had had a teacher like you, I might have paid a bit more attention at school.
So, shall we do it again?
What? Have another day out?
I was thinking more than just a day. Maybe we could go on holiday together.
Look, what? It's Neil's van.
So?
Well, it means he's here.
No, it doesn't. They don't go to the hospital in Neil's old van, do they? They go in Susan's car.
Oh, then why isn't his van parked back at the green?
Oh, he's not here. Look, pigs, chickens, no Neil. Now, if we fill the barrel and take it straight down the van...
Oi!
know.
I told you.
What the hell do you think you're playing at?
Sorry, mate.
I told you to keep off my land.
Oh, I thought you was at the hospital.
Oh, that makes a difference, does it? So long as my back's turned, you think you can do as you please?
Of course not. It's just...
Well, you can't. Now, push off.
We need a bit of compost.
No, Eddie, get off my land.
Yeah, but I can't finish my garden job with
it. Take that good-for-nothing son of yours with you.
Just give us 5 minutes.
What's your problem, Eddie? Don't you understand plain English? I want you out of here now, this minute, and I don't want to set eyes on you again.
Come on, darling.
And as for you, my lad, you go anywhere near my daughter again, and I'm calling the police.
Yeah, all right.
I know you've been there.
Where?
To the hospital. I know you've been to the hospital.
What?
How?
Your CD player.
Well, do you know it's mine?
Emma told me, of course.
When did you?
Well, look, she just really wants to see me.
No, she doesn't.
She said.
Well, I'm saying keep away.
Is she going to be all right?
What's that to you?
I gotta know.
If you cared anything for Emma, you wouldn't have risked her life in the first place.
Now, look here, mate.
What happens to her now is none of your business. You got that?
You could at least tell
you
us.
You set foot in that hospital again, I'll do you for harassment.
What?
I'll get a restraining order.
You can't do that.
You try me. Now, go on, get lost.
All right, we're going. But if we could just have a few bags of compost.
No!
Just so I can finish this job.
You deaf or what? You're on my land, and I don't want you here.
Come on, Dad.
Oh, hang on, Neil, mate.
I am not your mate. Now shove off, the pair of you.
David's got a visitor.
Don't get impatient.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Dad. You're an early bird.
Yes, I'm keeping out of the way.
Of what?
Your mother. She's packing for Australia.
But you're not going till Sunday.
Oh, everything has to be washed, ironed, and sorted into separate piles.
I see.
So I thought it best to make myself scarce.
Well, you can take the cows back for me if you like.
Oh. How's the grazing holding out?
Oh, pretty well. As long as the weather stays halfway reasonable. Should be able to stay out for another month.
Mm, good.
Yeah.
This is the third year now, and it's obviously paying off handsomely.
Well, yeah. And the buffer feeding's making a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
We reckon the cows are giving an average of 35 litres now.
Really?
Yeah, and the heifer's about 28, so we're a good 15% up on predicted yield.
Well, that's marvellous.
Yeah, so something's going nice at least.
Look, other things aren't?
No, it's nothing really, but I'm not too happy about the winter wheat. Perhaps you could take a look while you're here.
Oh. Morning, Phil!
Oh, morning!
I thought you might like to hear some good news.
Oh, yeah?
I've just had a letter from the hospital. The amniocentesis is clear.
Oh, brilliant!
Oh, that is excellent news.
It is, isn't it?
Eddie, I wish you hadn't gone up there.
I mean, there was just no talking to him. Like a madman he was.
Joe, don't light that thing up in here. I'm doing the veg. They should know by now, shouldn't they? If Emma's legs, you know, going to get better. If it is, you'd think Neil would have relaxed a bit.
Well, he ain't. Never known him like it. Threatened us with police, lawyers. Oh,
Joe, what did I just say?
What?
Look, if you want to smoke, go outside.
Why?
Well, because this Mr. Sykes might not like it.
Restraining orders?
Well, Mr. Sykes can lump it.
You name it.
Oh, Joe, please. Edward's future depends on this.
It's cold outside.
Well, go in your greenhouse. That's what it's there for.
Got your ring, Susan?
Eh?
Find out about Emma.
No. I mean, Susan don't want to talk to me.
You got to know sooner or later.
I suppose I rang and it's bad news. Oh, that'd be Emma. Oh, Lord, no. Eddie, do your shirt up and put that pipe out, Joe.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm coming.
Like it was me smoking me pipe made Edward go to the bath.
Shut up, Dad.
Oh.
Mrs. Grundy.
Yeah.
Heaven's sakes.
Yeah, we've been expecting you. Come on through.
And do try and be polite to the man.
What's wrong with my manners?
Otherwise, Clary, I'll do her nut.
In here?
Yeah.
Morning.
Morning.
This is my husband, Edward's father, and his granddad.
Kevin Sykes, I'm on the youth offending team.
Oh, yeah? What league you playing?
I do.
Sorry.
Let me take your coat.
Thank you.
Should I fetch Edward?
No, it's all right.
He's just upstairs in his room.
I'd rather talk to the three of you, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, of course. Do sit down.
Thanks. You see, my job is to write a report for the magistrates about Edward, looking for the reasons for his behaviour.
Don't know that we can help you there. Cup of tea?
No, thanks. So I need to find out as much as I can about his family, his background, his home circumstances, just anything that might be relevant.
Fair enough.
And it would help if I could talk to you individually. So, well, who'd like to go first?
And another thing, I really can't understand why she drilled the fields in the order she did.
No, but surely it's that great cultivator drill that dictates the order in which you do things.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's a heck of a thing to manoeuvre. So my guess is she worked out how she could make the shortest journey from field to field.
Do you think so?
Yeah, of course. I mean, with a huge piece of kit like that, you don't want to be zigzagging backwards and forwards, do you?
Hi!
Hello. What do you think about this, Ruth?
Has he been mourning again?
Well,
no.
We were just looking at the way Debbie's drilled these fields.
I don't know. Last week he didn't like the way she planted the rape.
I was concerned about the weed growth, that's all.
And this week it's the winter wheat.
I'd just like to keep an eye on things. I mean, we're paying Debbie good money to do our cultivation.
Seems to me she's doing a first-rate job.
Absolutely.
Well,
I don't know what your problem is.
So we had no choice. They made us bankrupt. Had to sell up and leave the farm.
So up until then, Edward had lived his entire life on the farm?
Born and brought up there, like his father before him, and like me and all. Been in the family for generations at Grange Farm.
So did it hit him hard when you had to leave?
It is all hard. Especially Edward. Broke his little heart, it did.
And you were rehoused?
In Borchester. Meadow Rise.
Right.
You know it?
Yes, I do.
Well, imagine what that done to a sensitive young lad. One day he's living on the farm, free as a bird. The next he's cooped up like a battery hen. Didn't even have a room of his own. Expected to share with me, he was.
And did he mix with the other lads on the estate?
Well, of course he did. That's where the trouble started.
Was it?
Fell in with bad company, didn't he? I mean, there's some terrible rough types living round there, I can tell you.
I know.
Dumping ground for riffraff, if you ask me. And young Edward, well, he led such a sheltered life, you see.
So how long were you there?
I can't recall exactly. Two of my son, that's it, he got hold of his caravan. We lived up the road at Willow Farm for a bit.
In the caravan?
Well, me and Eddie did. And Clary sort of... Well, some days he'd stay with us.
And where was Edward?
Ah, well, see, the caravan wasn't really big enough for the four of us, so Edward, well, he stayed on at Meadow Rise for a while.
On his own?
Well, then he built himself a bender.
A bender?
I mean, there's no way for a young lad to live, is it? No wonder his schoolwork suffered.
And where was this bender?
Oh, inside the caravan.
And he had problems at school, did he?
Such a shame. He's the bright one of the family, you know. Should have got them exams, no problem. But can you wonder he made a mess of things?
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Grundy.
Are you done with me, then?
That was very helpful.
You want to talk to Eddie now?
Yes, please.
I'll give him a shout.
See you tomorrow, Dad.
Bye.
Right. Well, better get on.
Before we do...
What?
Sit down.
What's the matter?
I want to know why you've got it in for Debbie.
What?
Everything she's done over the past few weeks you've criticised.
No, I haven't.
You have, you know. Every single thing.
All I have done is keep an eye on what she's been doing.
And then mourned about it.
It's just to make sure she hasn't cut any corners.
Oh, come on. We'd never have given Debbie the contract in the first place if we didn't know she was competent.
I never said she wasn't.
You've got to trust her, Davey.
I do.
Then stop nitpicking about everything she's done.
I'm not.
You are, you know.
Look, we agreed that economically it makes sense to contract out the cultivation.
Absolutely.
Right? But it's still my farm. Sorry, our farm.
Oh, that's it, is it?
Just like to keep an eye on what's happening.
Are you having trouble letting go of the reins?
No, it's not that.
Isn't it?
Look,
it
Ruth...
doesn't go against the grain a bit? Handing over your land to be managed by someone else? The land that you've had control over all these years?
It's not so much that as...
Especially now, when you've just taken over from your dad, and you're supposed to be the boss.
Well, I suppose maybe there is an element of...
I'm right, aren't I?
Well, it does feel as if... As if it's kind of, you know, slipped through my fingers a bit.
Thought so.
Oh, do I sound like my father?
Just a bit.
Oh, no.
I think it's what happens.
Oh.
Phil always says when he took over Brookfield, he found himself behaving like your granddad.
Oh, no. Help me, please. I don't want to turn into Dad. No, not yet.
But he always had a roof over for his head. And one of us would be there when he came home from school.
But then I understand you moved into a caravan.
Oh, told you about that.
Your father-in-law. He said that Edward stayed on at Meadow Rise.
But only for a week or two.
On his own.
Well, I'd go over most days, try and cook a hot supper for him. No, but it really didn't suit him being there by himself. So he'd come over to Willow Farm to be with us.
And lived in a bender.
Oh, Joe told you that and all, I suppose.
Is it true?
Look, it were his choice. He were a bit uncomfortable in the caravan.
Right.
But we did keep the family together.
In very trying circumstances.
Yeah, that's right. And then we got this place, which is lovely. And Edward's got his own room. And we've been here a year next week. So all that difficult time, we put it behind us.
But it was during that difficult time, wasn't it, that Ed started truanting from school?
Oh, no, he never really did. He weren't that bad about going to school. We done our best to make sure he went regular.
But he missed his GCSEs.
Yeah, we did try. Eddie drove him into the school, walked him inside.
Excuse me, are you going to be long?
No, I'm just about done, Mr. Grundy.
I got a load of turf being delivered this afternoon, you see.
I'm sorry to have been so long. I know you and your wife have work to go to.
Excuse me, can I come in? You left me back here.
Yes, OK, I think I've got a fairly clear picture. If I could just ask you, though, is there anyone else you think I should talk to?
Our William.
Is that Edward's brother?
No, I don't think that would be a good idea.
Why not?
William's a bit annoyed with Edward. It were his car, see.
And has Edward worked since he left school? Is there an employer?
He works for me.
Anyone else?
Oliver Sterling. You don't want to go talking to that toffee-nosed git.
Eddie!
Who's Oliver Sterling?
He bought our old farm, and Edward done some gardening and stuff for him.
I see. There's Grange Farm, is that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Well, thank you very much, all of you.
I'll get your coat.
He offered me a bit of land to practice me ploughing.
You what?
Miller's. I hope you told him where it was stuffing.
Eddie! Here, let me help you.
Thank you. I'm sorry to have taken up so much of your time.
Oh, that's okay. Anything that'll help, you know.
Goodbye then.
Cheerio.
Bye.
I'll show you out this way.
Thank you.
Will you be coming again?
No, I don't think that will be necessary.
You wouldn't, would you? What? Go ploughing up Grange Farm.
Thanks. Why not?
Accept the hand of friendship from that land-grabbing slime ball.
Well, he's all right, he's Oliver Sterling, a true gentleman.
Oh, what is the matter with you, Dad?
Oh, shut up, the pair of you. Haven't you done enough damage for one morning?
What? Eh?
What did you say to that, Mr. Sykes, eh? Telling him how we was bankrupt, how we was thrown off our farm.
But we were.
How we lived in a caravan like we was gypsies or something.
Well, we
Instead
did.
A decent, respectable family. What's he going to think, eh?
Well, you know.
Oh, Joe, how could you say them things? How could you?
Caroline is supposed to be having the afternoon off, if she can ever get away, that is.
Thank you enough, Caroline.
I'm glad I could help.
I've put so much research into it already, you see. Ordered books from the library, scanned the internet.
Now, if you'll excuse me.
Fascinating stuff.
I really have to get
Everyone
on.
Everyone thinks, for example, that it was Prince Albert who introduced the Christmas tree into this country.
I'm supposed to be having the afternoon off.
Queen Charlotte, wife of George III, is reputed to have set up a Christmas tree at Windsor as early as 1789.
I'm going to visit my
Queen
uncle.
Queen Charlotte was, of course, German, like Prince Albert.
Lord Netherball.
Was an old German tradition. Lord Netherball?
Yes.
He's not German, is he?
What? No, he's my uncle. I'm going to have tea with him this afternoon.
Oh, how nice.
Yes, so if you'll excuse me...
Oh, before you go, Caroline.
Yes?
Did Mrs. Woolley find you?
Mrs. Woolley?
She was looking for you earlier.
Oh, dear. Do you know what it was about?
Carpet cleaner.
What?
She wanted to know if she could have some of our industrial strength carpet cleaner.
Oh, no, don't tell me.
George's dog.
Not again.
Apparently it got into the house and left muddy paw prints over Mrs. Woolley's cream carpets.
You know, looking back, Linda, it's nothing but a mercy that Mr. Woody's dog, Captain, died when he did. Look, I really must go.
When they were on their honeymoon, wasn't it?
It was dreadful at the time. But Captain and Mrs. Woody could never have shared a house.
She's exhausted, poor love.
Well, strain on both of you.
I mean, all last week, we'd had to keep going for Emma's sake.
Yeah, of course.
But now, we know she's going to be okay. Anyway, I told Susan to stay in bed this morning. Thanks for covering in the shop.
Oh, no problem. Just meant the eggs didn't get collected.
Well, it don't matter once in a while, does it?
I saw Clary last night.
Did you?
She didn't know that Emma's going to be all right. Nobody had told her. As she was saying how much she
missed. Bessie, I really don't want to talk about the Grundys. Any of them. I found Eddie up here again the other day.
Yeah, you said.
I just can't... I just don't trust myself, Eddie. It's all too... You know, it brings it all back.
I know, but...
Really should have moved these hen houses this week, shouldn't we?
Oh, they'll be all right for another day or two.
Morning!
Hello, love.
I think it's afternoon, actually.
Well, it might be for some. I haven't had my dinner yet.
There's some ham in the fridge and a new loaf of bread.
Aren't you coming in?
By the time I finish this, it'll be time to get back to the shop. You're not doing anything tomorrow, are you?
Me? Oh, I don't think so. Why?
Well, could you give Neil a hand to move the hen houses? Only I'll be in the shop all day.
It's Friday. I don't finish the milk round till near dinner time.
So, this sort of time suits you then?
Mike?
All right.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I better get on and get this lot packed and graded.
When are you going to the hospital?
Oh, I hope about tea time. Depends how Susan is.
Well, don't worry if you can't get all the eggs done. Mike will finish off for you, won't you?
Hey?
Oh, I should be done all right by then.
Well, see you later then.
You know, Betty, I do wish you wouldn't keep doing that.
What?
Volunteering my services.
Well, you could offer to help, Mike.
This is your blooming business, yours and his.
Well, you know the kind of pressure Neil's under at the moment. It's not as if you've got anything else to do, is it?
Hello?
Did someone...
Oh, it's you.
Hello.
Sorry, I thought you were my uncle.
What?
I said I've come to see...
Oh, hang on a sec. Let's move away from these hands.
I came over to have tea with my Uncle Adrian.
Lord Netherborn?
Yes, and from the back, you look just like him.
Oh.
Anyway, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's okay. I was just, I'm just visiting the kennels.
Right.
Eating us out of house and home now.
No prospect of the hunting resuming?
Not yet, I'm afraid.
Shame.
Yes.
I really miss it.
Don't we all?
And I'm sure the horses do. I took Moonlight out for a hack the other day, and it was like he was saying, is this it? Is this all I'm getting?
And I'm afraid when we do start again, a lot of the horses simply won't be fit.
Yes. Oh, by the way, William tells me you're going to put in a word for Ed.
Oh, yes. Chap came round this morning, actually.
What did you say?
Well, just that Ed had done a bit of work for me, that he was polite, hard-working, and apparently honest.
That was nice of you.
Okay, I admit it.
What?
You were right, I was wrong.
Oh, no.
No, well, you told me all along that he was a bad apple.
I didn't mean
But I can only talk about the Ed I know, how I found him.
I take no pleasure at all in having my dire predictions come true.
Well, he's behaved like an idiot, obviously, but I honestly don't think locking him up's going to solve anything.
No. Anyway, it was kind of you to, you know, put in a good word for him. Now I'd better go and find my Uncle Adrian.
Oh, yes. Don't let me keep you from your tea.
Bye, then.
Caroline?
Yes?
I don't suppose, would you like to go for a drink sometime?
Oh. Well, thank you. Can I think about it?
Hello? Anyone there?
Be with you in a moment.
No worry.
Oh, darling.
What's going on?
Oh, sorry. Oh, it's you.
Well, who'd you think it was?
A customer.
I am a customer.
What do you want?
Well, we haven't decided yet.
Oh, Mike!
What's up with you?
I'm very busy. I've been on my feet since 7 this morning. We've got a big delivery due, so I really haven't got time to stand around while you decide if you want a packet of crisps or not.
All right, keep your hair on.
So, can I get on, please?
I just come up to tell you Roy phoned.
What about?
Ask if we can pick Phoebe up from Home Farm this evening.
Well, that's not a problem, is it? You can go and fetch her.
Only Roy's on late shift and Elizabeth has asked Ada to stay late over at Lower Loxley.
Well, you're not doing anything else, are you?
So she can go and visit Emma in hospital?
Who?
Elizabeth.
Oh, well, that's nice.
What's nice?
It's nice of Elizabeth to go and visit Emma. After all, Emma's only a very junior employee at Lower Loxley.
Oh, come on. Everyone has their evening upset so Lady Bountiful can go and condescend to the poor kid.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Oh, I'm sure I'd be much happier left alone.
Look, we've all got to rally round at a time like
this. I don't mind rallying round for Neil and Susan, but Elizabeth Pargeter? I don't owe her no favours.
Oh, Mike, will you cheer up, for goodness sake?
What's there to be cheerful about? You answer me that.
Good afternoon, Betty.
Oh, and Mike, I didn't see you. Oh, isn't it a lovely afternoon? Really makes you feel glad to be alive. Sorry, have I interrupted something?
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Oh, it's you, Joe.
Thought you was you.
I was expecting George Barford.
Eh?
He asked if he could come over to the orchard to practice his apple tasting.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hope he finds that lovely little one, because most of them are cider apples.
Yes, I know.
Not much in the way of eaters at all.
Anyway, Joe, I thought it was next week you wanted to come over.
Eh?
To practice your ploughing.
Oh, that. Yeah. No. The reason I come up today, I wanted a word. Only you weren't here.
Well, I'm here now.
Yeah, about Air Edward. Did some bloke come to see you from the, what they call it, the offensive youth group or something?
Yes, Mr. Sykes.
That's the one.
He came over this morning.
Right.
And I said what I could, you know, that Ed was a willing lad, polite, hard-working.
Well, thanks for that.
It's the truth.
His mum's got herself in a right old state. Afraid the lad'll get sent down.
Well, I suppose it's a possibility.
Yeah. Hey, Rod. You got any plans with these here apples?
Plans? No.
Shame to see them go to waste. We always used to make cider.
Yes, I remember. Ed sold me a few bottles last year.
You still got our old cider press up the barn?
I think it's still there, yes. How did you manage last year?
Manage what?
To make cider without the press.
Oh, yeah, it was difficult. We had to press the apples all by hand, in a bucket. A tin bath, with a pressing thing.
Where did you get the apples?
A friend of Eddie's. Bloke called Baggy. Oh, you wouldn't know him. Oh, that's why the cider might have been a bit rough last year, come to think of it. Wasn't proper Grange Farm apples, you see.
Oliver?
Hello. Over here.
So, how would you feel about us putting the old press to use?
Hello. Oh, hello, Joe.
Afternoon.
How nice to see you.
Yeah. How about it, eh?
What?
Cider.
Oh,
We wouldn't get in your way nor nothing.
You'd be very welcome, on one condition.
What's that?
That you don't expect me to drink any of the stuff.
Don't you like it?
Not my tipple, to be honest.
Well, I'm sure you'll acquire the taste once you sample the real thing.
I'll stick to wine, thank you.
Oh, well, suit yourself.
I see you've moved your cattle.
Yes, they were on the SSSI.
You still get money for that, do you?
Well, there are new regulations governing SSSIs. That's why I had to move them.
Right. Well, I'd best be off.
Okay, Joe, I'll see you next week.
Bye.
Well, I remember.
What?
Oh, never mind. Yeah, well, I'll see you.
I thought he was going to be here all night.
What was that about cider?
Oh, he asked if he could use the old cider press.
And you said yes?
No, fine by me. I'm not going to be using it.
If only they'd known last year.
What do you mean?
They sneaked up here to make their cider while the house was being renovated.
But, well, Joe just told me that... Wait, how do you know?
I spotted them. I was with you at the time, actually.
What?
You brought me up here one night to show me how the house was coming along, and there they were in the barn. I had to sort of steer you in the opposite direction.
You mean you connived with the Grundys?
William is my godson, you know. I have to support their enterprises.
Well, you take your godmotherly duties very seriously, don't you?
Of course.
Would your you brother... like...
Sorry.
No, after you.
This afternoon, you asked if I'd like to have a drink with you sometime.
And you said you'd think about it.
Yes. Well, I thought about it, and the answer is yes. I'd like that very much.
Well, you could at least have washed up the breakfast things.
I don't have the time.
Oh, and I've got nothing better to do, I suppose.
I had to go and fetch Phoebe, didn't I?
And then dump her on Brenda.
Brenda offered.
While you read the paper.
I'm looking at the situation's vacant.
What, really?
Not that there's ever anything in the Echo.
Why not ask round the local farms?
There's no point.
How do you know?
Well, Tony's the only person hiring at the moment.
Well, then.
Casuals for picking carrots.
Better than nothing.
I reckon my back in a carrot field for tuppence halfpenny an hour.
Better than sitting round all day.
I'm not sitting around. I'm feeding hens. I'm packing eggs. And if a job come up tomorrow, I couldn't take it because I'm supposed to be moving your blooming hen houses.
Oh, Mike, for heaven's sake.
What?
Could you just stop moaning for 5 minutes, do you think?
Well, I was only saying...
Yeah, I know what you were saying. You're bored, you're fed up, you're thoroughly sorry for yourself.
I didn't say that.
And I'm sick to death of listening to you. You think you got problems? What about poor Neil and Susan? I mean, put yourself in their shoes, can you? Just imagine if it had been Brenda in that car. And what about Clary breaking her heart over Ed? That could have been Roy.
No way.
But for the grace of God, that could have been Roy. We are so lucky, Mike, that our kids turn out the way they did. Will you please take a look round you and just count your blessings?
Lillian's facelift is supposed to be a secret known only to the family. But how long will it stay that way?
She has to go back to the clinic today to have the first lot of stitches out, which can be pretty gruesome, apparently.
Oh, spare me the details.
And then I'm going to pick her up tomorrow and bring her back here.
And does she think it's all been worth it?
Well, you know Lillian. One minute she says it's wonderful, she can see the improvement already. And the next she's in floods of tears because she says she looks like an old bruised mango.
Oh, dear.
The worst of it is she can only wipe her face with a damp cloth and she can't wash her hair and no makeup and no moisturiser or anything like that for at least 2 weeks.
And for this she paid how much?
Well, there's really no knowing how long the bruising will last. I mean, when you're young, bruises disappear in a few days, don't they? But, well, at our age...
And she's planning to recuperate at home farm?
Yes.
How does Brian feel about that?
Well, I've warned him. I've said no jokes, no giggling, no sarcastic comments. Oh. Well, at least not to her face.
Pat!
Oh, hello, Clary.
Oh, hello. Is it all right if I go for dinner now?
Yes, of course it is.
And I just want to nip home.
How are things?
You know.
When does Edward have to go to court?
A couple of weeks. We've had this bloke round from the youth offending team, asking a load of questions, trying to find out why he's getting a lot. Anyway, I shan't be long, Pat.
OK.
I'll see you later, eh?
Bye, Clary.
Bye.
Oh, that poor woman.
I know.
Could Edward actually end up in prison?
Oh, yes. A young offender's institution, anyway.
Oh,
and obviously it'll go worse for him if he breaks the terms of his bail, which is why Clary rushes home every lunchtime to check up on him.
Of course.
And what makes things worse is that Neil and Susan won't talk to her.
What?
They've decided to ostracise the entire Grundy family.
Oh, that's terrible.
Good heavens.
Oh, is it Helen?
Yes. What's she doing home at this hour?
Hiya.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, of course. Why shouldn't I be?
What are you doing home?
Well, I've taken the afternoon off.
Oh.
It's okay. Kirsty's covering the shop. She's cool. Oh, thanks for the stuff about the cheese, Auntie Jennifer.
Oh, well, it was all a bit vague, I'm afraid. It's just I can remember your great-grandmother Doris talking about it. And apparently a lot of the local dairy farmers used to make it.
Well, I suppose this was in the days before refrigeration, when you had to use the milk up quickly.
And it was a blue cheese?
I think so.
Oh, I can't be sure.
I mean, we're talking the turn of the last century here.
Well, I think it's a good place to start. I'll go to the library next week and see if I can find out any more.
Yeah, well, anyway, I'd better be getting home.
Let us know how Lillian is, won't you? Whether she feels up to visitors.
Well, I will.
Bye.
See you.
Bye.
Oh, is Auntie Lillian back at home farm, then?
Jennifer's picking her up tomorrow.
Look, what are you doing taking the afternoon off?
I'm meeting Greg.
Why?
Do I need a reason?
Well, you've already had a whole day out together this week.
Oh, and that's my ration, is it?
Helen.
What?
I think I should tell you. You do know, don't you, that he's divorced?
Of course I know, Mum. It's no big deal, for heaven's sake.
I didn't say it was.
I mean, he's 38. Do you think he'd been in the monastery all these years?
It's just... you never mentioned it.
Well, why should I? Though if you're so interested in Greg, I might as well tell you. We're going on holiday together.
When?
January, probably. Towards the end of the shooting season.
You get off, Betty. I can put this lot away.
It'll take half the time, the two of us.
Oh, but you've had to fill in for me so many times this week.
Oh, what are friends for? Anyway, the delivery was so late this morning. Both Oliver biscuits. Don't remember ordering those.
No, didn't Mrs. Aldridge ask for them?
Oh, yeah, of course. Ah, chocolate digestive.
Oh, yeah, we're clean out of those.
Yeah, I'll put them straight on the shelf.
Neil was worried that he hadn't been pulling his weight with the ends.
Oh, we've managed. Had to collect the eggs at odd times once or twice, but...
He seemed to think that Mike was getting a bit annoyed.
Oh, don't you worry about him.
Having to help out so often.
I'm afraid I lost my temper with him last night.
With Mike?
Well, I didn't mean to, but he just...
Well, he has been down in the dumps for a few weeks, to be honest, and I have been worried about him. I mean, you remember what it was like before when he got so depressed.
Oh, yeah, I do.
And it's supposed to be the worst thing you can say to a depressed person, isn't it? Put yourself together.
Is that what you said?
Oh, not in so many words. But with all that you and Neil have gone through, and poor Clary, I just couldn't take any more of his self-pity. And the strange thing is, it seems to have worked.
Really?
Yeah, he did the washing up this morning.
Afternoon! Oh!
Oh, sorry, Pam. We just had a delivery.
Oh, here's another one. I'll put the yoghurt straight in the chiller.
Can you fight your way past the boxes?
Yeah, I think so. So, how's Emma?
Oh, complaining about how boring it is being in hospital.
Well, she's obviously on the mend.
Exactly.
Now, there should be another box of biscuits.
This one here?
Yeah, that's it. Running late today, aren't you, Pat?
Oh, it's been one of those mornings. Not helped by an unscheduled visit from my sister-in-law.
Jennifer?
Who insisted on giving me a blow-by-blow account of Lillian's facelift.
Oh, what?
Mrs. Bellamy's had a facelift.
Appalling, isn't it?
Goodness me.
The world is awash with poverty. She could do something really useful with all that money, but what does she spend it on?
You don't mind, do you?
Of course I don't mind. Come on, Rich.
Just like I can't stand being cooped up in the shop any longer.
I wish I could take an afternoon off whenever I felt like it.
Oh, well, it's one advantage of being your own boss.
I thought your mum was the boss.
Mm, she likes to think so, but... Oh, by the way, she knows about your wife.
Did you tell her?
No, never breathed a word. Just came out with it. You do know Greg's divorced, don't you?
Does she know about the girls?
Oh, I don't think so. And she would have said, wouldn't she?
I wonder how she found out.
Village gossip.
Well, I've never told anyone except George, and he wouldn't...
George Barford?
Yes.
Why did you tell him?
No, really, just did. Oh, and Siobhan Hathaway, I mentioned it to her.
Oh, in other words, half the village?
No, only those two. Anyway, it's not important.
I bought that book, by the way.
What book?
Jane Austen, Persuasion.
Oh, good.
So I can read all about those Georgian ladies cavorting in the assembly rooms at Bath. Oh, it was a wonderful day out, wasn't it?
Yes.
I can't wait to go away on holiday. Greg?
Hmm?
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Are you cross with me?
Of course not.
So why the big silence?
Oh, I'm sorry, Helen. It's not you, believe me. It's just... Well, something's happened.
What?
You know I sent that present to my little girl, Annette.
Yeah?
Well, this morning I had a thank you letter.
Oh?
First word I've had from them for... Oh, since he went to France.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
I suppose so. I don't know. I've been turning it over my head all day, thinking, what's it mean? What's it mean?
Well, why should it mean anything?
Because I've had no contact with them all these years. I never knew if the girls had received the cards and gifts I sent them, or if Michelle was, you know, intercepting them. And now, suddenly, I get this letter, and I just can't imagine, you know, why.
Well, Michelle's had a change of heart.
Well, maybe Annette's gone behind her back. Or maybe something's wrong and she's not saying.
What did she say in the letter?
Nothing really, just... Dear Daddy, thank you very much for the birthday present. Here, see for yourself.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
I just don't know what to do next.
Oh, come on, Greg. Why aren't you dancing for joy?
What do you mean?
This is what you wanted, isn't it? To re-establish contact with your kids.
Yes.
Now it's happened, you're like, oh, my God, what am I going to do?
Yes, okay. Maybe I'm being a bit...
Well, just a bit.
But what shall I do?
Phone.
Phone?
Well, have you got their number in France?
Well, yes, I have, actually.
Well, then.
Well, it's just for emergencies.
Oh, Greg.
And I really don't want to ring in case Michelle answers.
Okay, so write back to Annette and put your phone number on it and ask her to ring you.
That's a good idea.
Hmm. I'm not just a pretty face, you know.
Oh, we got those Bath Olivers you wanted.
Oh, good.
Yeah, look, just by your right elbow.
Ah, that'll save me a trip to Underwoods.
Well, that's the best I can do. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Oh, afternoon.
Still a bit of a mess in the stockroom, but it'll do for now.
Oh, thanks ever so much, Betty. Right, is that all then, Mrs. Aldridge?
Yes, thanks. It's just my sister Lillian's coming to stay tomorrow, and I'm not sure how she'll feel about it. About going out.
No, they do say you look like a chipmunk for the first couple of weeks.
What?
After a facelift.
How did you know about it?
Oh, sorry, was it supposed to be a secret?
Oh, I suppose it's all round the village, is it? Oh, poor Lillian. She's very sensitive about it, you know.
My, Emma's got to have plastic surgery on her leg.
Oh.
That's £6.24, please.
Right.
Yeah, they're doing some skin grafts as they close up the wound, taking bits of skin from off of her thigh.
Here, take it out of that.
She'll probably still end up with scars on her leg.
Oh, dear.
OK, that's £3.76 change.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I'm so sorry, Susan. Well, do give Emma my best... Won't you? I mean, when you see her.
Oh, bye for now, then.
I'm ever so sorry.
No, it's all right. It's no damage done. Bye.
Bye, Jennifer.
Oh, Betty, I'm glad you're here. I was afraid it might be Susan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello. Never mind, I'll come back later.
No, Clary, don't be silly.
No, it can wait.
Yes, Susan will serve you, won't you, Susan?
Yeah, of course. I'll serve anyone.
I only want a loaf of bread.
Fine.
Now, come on. This has gone on quite long enough.
What are you talking about?
This feud, this not talking to each other. I know how terrible you both feel because you both have you told me. So why can't you tell each other, eh? Oh, come on. Look, you've been friends for 30-odd years. You can't just throw all that away.
Oh, I don't know.
Right, now, I'm going now. I'm going to leave you to it.
No,
you're on your own. Bye.
How's Emma?
Fine. Getting better by the day.
Good.
Clary, I can't... I don't think I can forgive Edward.
No, I understand.
Not yet.
No, it's okay. It's just...
But I...
No, it's you and me.
I know none of it was your fault.
He's not been able to talk to you.
Yeah. But sometimes I thought, why don't I just pick up the phone?
Wish you had.
But nearly just wouldn't.
Oh, Ed is the same, stubborn as a mule.
I just didn't feel I could.
I do understand.
Oh, Clary. I've missed you so much.
Me too, Susan. Me too.
The Archers was written by Caroline Harrington and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Sue Wilson and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.